It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening wherever you are this morning on this fall-like weekend with the chance of rain and even rain mixed with snow coming tonight and then lingering into tomorrow and maybe even part of Monday. Final couple of days of the general deer season, too, and that's going to get the deer up and moving for last chances for anybody that hasn't already had a successful hunt. But it's great to have you wherever you are. Tim Hughes in the studios of KSL News Radio. We are broadcasting and recording this program live on Thursday for playback here on Saturday morning. A guy we missed last week because he was out in the West Desert has rejoined the group, and that, of course, is Russ Smith from Sky Call up in the Sugar House compound.
Good morning, back
from the West Desert, huh?
And it's good to be back.
I'll bet it is.
But you know, I have to say, the weather we had last weekend was perfect.
How cold did it get out there at night? You know,
38 at the lowest, which is not bad for runners. I don't even know that it got that low, but we did not have much wind at all. So that's a big difference. We had enough wind to blow the dust off the roads.
Oh.
And the daytime temperature was in the low 70s,
nice.
which is great. We had some great finish times for the 100 milers. I don't think anybody set any records, but it was a bizarre race because typically we have the fast people come in about an hour at about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we have about 4 hours to sleep till the slow people come in.
Or that six race, or eight if it was me.
Every 20 minutes, somebody was coming in.
Oh, wow.
You know, and we'd yell at them, hey, we're not awake.
No, wow.
It was a great race.
We're talking, of course, about the Pony Express 100.
Right.
I don't know how many years you actually been doing this, but it's been
You know, I was trying to figure that out. I know that when we started doing it, I only had Global Star phones. So that had to be a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably 10 to 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So, it's been a great tradition, I think.
Well,
yeah.
That's great. I'm glad to hear the weather cooperated, too. Number of runners the same, more or less?
I think overall we had over 75 runners. Probably half of those were 100 milers. I don't see much of the 50 milers because they finish way out in the desert and they – let's see, how do I say this? They go very fast down the road to get home.
Okay. They just can't wait to get out of there?
Oh, yeah. And you could see them. It's like jets coming across the horizon.
Oh, wow.
The trail of dust coming off their cars, and they're only running about 50 yards apart.
That's funny. And,
yeah.
Our old buddy Davy Crockett still at it,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's great.
He is.
All right. Speaking of still at it, so is Navidomskis, who is back from Big Sky Country, I think, anyway. I never know with you whether you're in K-Town, up at the campground, or up in, visiting the boys somewhere.
When I was a boy, my dad referred to me as the wind. He just called me the wind because he never knew where I was blowing around.
Yeah.
But I was in Montana. My son lives there now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so we had a great time. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful, Tim. I can't explain how awesome they are. They got these pine trees. Gosh, I can't remember what they are. I'm gonna ask my son, but they turn yellow, and they're patchworked into all the pines. I don't think I've ever been to a lovelier place in the most lovely time of year, for sure.
Well, you know, my brother has called Missoula, Montana home for a long, long time.
And I see why, Tim. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's an epically beautiful place.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. Did you get snowed on while you were up there? I thought I saw reports of snow.
Oh, yeah. We got snow. I rented an A-frame in the mountains, right? And, you know, we had snow, and it was wonderful. It was so cozy. They had a old-school rock, wood rock sauna. That was the only – there was no water. No water in the A-frame. They had electricity, but we'd light the sauna every night after fishing in the cold river, and, oh, my gosh, what a great weekend. I could move there tomorrow.
So you came back home without showering for days? Is that what you're telling us? Or?
Well, it doesn't matter. You not only get clean when you take a sauna, you get clean for the future. I mean, it gets down into the pores. It's awesome clean. You feel squeaky clean, you know, like Finland.
And what about the fishing? I saw a couple of pictures.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, my gosh, fish. That time of year with the colors, we got browns and rainbows. We got a couple bull trout, whiteys. They all had their colors on, and it really did match the scenery. You know, you hold that fish up, and it's so beautiful, and then so's the scenery. You don't know which to take a picture of. Throw my wife into there, and I was really at a loss.
Well, enjoy the pictures, and when we checked in with you last week, you were on the road headed that direction, so I'm glad you made a safe trip there and back, and hope that Mickey and Drew and everybody's doing fine up there.
They're doing great. In fact, Mickey's busting down this weekend to help me on the river with my students.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Students out on the river today.
Yeah, this is our first trip to the river. We wait till after the 15th because we want the irrigation contracts to run out, so the water lowers. I don't like people washing away.
Yeah.
So fishing is really good. I got a lot to talk about with fish bites. But my students, hello to my students. They're probably listening right now en route to the river because I'm going to meet them there in the dark, and we're going to fish all day.
All right.
Nice.
And it'll be a great time of year to – and you always have success, but I was going to say it'll be a great time of year with the lower water levels to get people in some of those deeper holes to have some good success today.
Right. Question. And the water's as low as it's ever been. They have no rain, and so they have taken it to one CFS. I know. That's the lowest they can legally run it. That's what they're running at.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah?
Mike, isn't it nice to have one of your children in Montana so you always have a good excuse to go to Montana?
I always had a good excuse to Montana, but now the wife wants to go.
Yeah. And that's the way we are, too. We're up there about once a month. I love it. It's a great place.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what's coming up on the show today. We'll reconnect, with Bob and Mark, road tripping with Bob and Mark. I think they're going to take us to Moab, among other places. Things are picking up in Moab, and the weather, of course, is perfect to get out and do a lot of things. As things get a little colder here in the north, you can migrate that direction and find perfect temperatures to do just about whatever you want to do. Heather Talley will be checking in with us if you say, now I've heard that name somewhere. Well, she's our upland game coordinator for the Division of Wildlife Resources, and the pheasant and quail hunts are coming up right around the corner on November 7th, as a matter of fact. So we'll talk to her about what the expectations are this season. I have not heard much about the deer hunt, and maybe it's because the temperatures have been so crazy warm over the last week or so, but we're in the final couple of days as this program airs, Saturday and Sunday.
You know, Tim, I got word that it's been really tough. The drought, the dry, it really made them hard to find.
Well, and you talk about those spot and stock folks, it gets a little tough because they can hear you coming from a long ways away.
Yeah.
And when it's still this warm outside, the deer tend to lay down and stay down. The change of the weather this weekend may actually get them up and moving, but it's going to happen in the last day of the hunt. So,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit coming up. And then got a note this week, and maybe we'll talk about this in the news of the week if we get a chance, that we are 30 days out. Wednesday was actually 30 days out from ski season, or what we expect to be the beginning of the ski season, November 20th.
Awesome. Awesome.
I thought you'd come back in the mood since you saw some snow up there.
Oh, I'm in the mood in the middle of summer. Are you kidding me? People say, why do you live in Utah? Because of the fishing? I'm like, no, I live in Utah for the skiing. Yeah. I would live in Montana if I were for the fishing.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about that. And in the same newsletter that was sent out from Ski Utah, and I did reach out to their offices to see if we could get somebody on just to talk about some of the improvements, if there are any going on at resorts. I was hoping to be able to talk about getting our bodies ready for the ski season. This is about the time I get serious about getting back on the treadmill, because I know when I get up to 9,000 feet, I'm going to be gasping for air.
Absolutely. This is that time of year. I've got a regimen I'm going to try to live up to.
Want to pass along, too, and I was going to save this for our news of the week, but I'll do it right here since we're talking about skiing, that Snow Basin Ski Team is hosting their 11th annual ski and snowboard sale. Started yesterday, October 23rd, and will continue today, October 24th, where you can save on skis, snowboards, winter clothing, boots, and a lot of other things. And if you want more information, I think you can get it from the Ski Utah website, which is just, excuse me, skiutah.com, or go straight to the Snow Basin website. As well for details of that.
Hey, Tim, if I could promote that, I would. Let me tell you, you're crazy not to do this. You're going to find incredibly huge savings. I mean, you're crazy not to do this if you ski.
Yeah. And these are used. Used equipment, right?
Right. Especially if you got kids. Kids don't wear them out. They grow out.
Right.
So you just got to, you know, people say it's too tough for my kids. It's too expensive. Yeah. Go to one of these sales and you can outfit your whole family for cheap, cheap, cheap.
Right. All right. We'll take a quick break here, guys. When we come back, we will have some news of the week, including a shout out to one of the guys that we have interacted with for, I don't know, the better part of two decades here with the Division of Wildlife Resources, who has announced his retirement as of the first of the year. Funny, we were just talking about retirement.
Yeah, we're all that age.
We are all there and can see the light at the end of the tunnel and just hope it's not a big old train. We'll give you the news of the week when we come back.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Time for a little news of the week here. We've said it for years, but it would be worth the price of admission if people could actually listen to our conversations.
I was hoping we could continue the conversation
during commercial breaks.
We'd have more fans, Tim. They just don't have a smirk on their face.
Oh, my gosh.
You know that something happened if we're still laughing when we come back on.
Okay. Russ got his good report. Good report from the doctor,
which was a good thing.
Which is a positive thing. I tell you, when I go to dinner with friends now, I feel like I'm sitting at the table with my parents talking about their goiters and their hemorrhoids. And I never thought I'd get to that stage of life, but here we are.
You are there.
Hey, I mentioned a minute ago that somebody we've been interacting with for years has announced their retirement. That's Mike Foulkes. From the Division of Wildlife Resources.
Wow.
He's the director there. He's been with the division for 27 years and is going to call it quits as of January 1st. I've really enjoyed following him on Facebook because he and his wife have had some amazing hunting adventures around the world and posted pictures. But he joined the division back in 1993. Was named director, 3 years ago, I think, after being a deputy director for 5 years prior to that. But was a big part of serving on the Pacific Flyway Council for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. Had some leadership roles with the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. I'm going to ask Faith if we can't arrange a time for him to join us so that we can just chat with him about his experiences and his feelings as he gets ready to retire.
Yeah, be nice.
But, boy, more and more people we know are in the habit of doing that these days. here's what?
No, well, you're right. If,
you're laughing.
Well, yeah, if we weren't, they'd be dead. So,
exactly.
I guess that's the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always look for some great videos to put up on our Facebook page, and I found one this week from KSL.com that is video. There's about a 10-minute video on YouTube that was, I think, professionally done of grizzlies in Yellowstone. You talk about being in Montana. But there was also an incredible video that was posted on September 18th, the morning of September 18th in the Hayden Valley up there, where a park visitor got video of a mature bull elk that was fleeing and ultimately succumbed to a large grizzly bear and clearly injured and unable to escape. The story says the elk turns in an attempt to ward off its attacker in the middle of the Yellowstone River. Despite the efforts, the contest ended quickly with the grizzly. But shortly after that, and I'll just roll some of this audio if I can find it behind us here. Shortly after that, a wolf shows up, and the bear is there delightfully full after a meal, but make sure that this wolf knows that it's his stuff, not nobody else's buffet. And these people stood there with their camera rolling, I think, for what, almost 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, what an amazing moment there.
Yeah.
That's nature at its finest.
It really is. And if you get a chance to read the story and see the videos, I would encourage you to do
that. It's on your Facebook, too?
Yeah, it's on our KSL News Radio, or excuse me, KSL Outdoors Radio Facebook page. But you can also find it by going just to KSL.com and then getting into the outdoor section of it. Happy to be able to pass that along. Mention, too, that today and tomorrow, the final 2 days of the general deer season, and there was some good news passed along from the division that the fire on the Hennifer Echo Wildlife Management Area is mostly contained. And so after consulting with the Summit County Fire Warden up there and the Summit County Sheriff's Office, they feel it's safe to reopen that area for hunters. They are asking you, this sounds a little scary to me, I don't know about you guys, but it says, please stay away from the burn area. Hot spots are still smoldering. That doesn't sound like a place I want to go hunt.
Yeah, if people had to be told that, they probably shouldn't be holding a rifle either.
Yeah, right. They said, remember, the campfires are never allowed on any of the wildlife management areas, and they want to thank everybody for their patience, but just something we wanted to throw out there. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more of KSL Outdoors Radio here in just a minute. Don't go away. We'll do that right after a news update.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.